Last week, the sports pages were full of anticipation over golfer Annika Sorenstam's play at a PGA tournament, and teenage basketball star LeBron James grabbed headlines by signing a $90 million endorsement deal. It seems that hardly any athletic accomplishment these days can match the hype that precedes it. Commentator Frank DeFord reflects on one achievement that was completely unexpected.
Right this moment, exactly 50 years ago, nobody knew that a couple of men that nobody had ever heard of were huddled in a tent some 28,000 feet up, preparing to try the ultimate in man's challenge against his planet. And they succeeded when at 11:30 on the morning of May 29th, 1953, Mount Everest time, first Edmund Hillary and then Tenzing Norgay ascended to the summit of the world, completing what was surely the grandest athletic achievement of our time. Today they'd have clothing contracts, a movie and book deal. It'd all be on satellite television. As it was, the Sherpa and the Kiwi just took some snapshots and found their way back down the mountain until they came across some teammates, where Hillary, his smile radiating above his great lantern jaw, merely exclaimed, "Well, we knocked the bastard off." So ended the heroic age. But who in 1953 would have ever imagined that in only 16 more years, two other men would walk a settled surface some quarter of a million miles above Everest? Armstrong and Aldrin were certainly no less accomplished or brave than had been Hillary and Norgay, but especially in the context of Everest, what Neil Armstrong said so eloquently when first he trod upon the moon was so very apt. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. Because Hillary's last step up had been huge, the symbolic foot upon the throat of planet Earth by its ruling inhabitants. Armstrong's step upon the moon was rather more the footprint of technology, the same sort of extraordinary advance that has allowed so many hundreds of adventurers to scale Everest in recent years, so that now the upper reaches actually have a litter problem. None of that, however, can ever diminish what Hillary and Norgay did 50 years past. And while Norgay has long since died, Hillary remains a hale 83 years old. Just as important, although he changed the mountain forever, that changed him not at all. He's been knighted and his face is upon the $5 New Zealand bill, so that talking to him feels a bit like chatting with Jefferson at Monticello. But that is only in the eye of the beholder. There is no artifice or pretension to the man who introduces himself just as Ed Hillary, who still lists his telephone number in the directory, who lives in a pleasant house in the Auckland suburbs, if appropriately, high on a hill. No, he was just, as he calls himself, a reader and a dreamer of a boy who had good lungs and the good luck to be in the right place. So it fell to him to go up, to stand closer to the sun and the moon than anyone ever had before. But that what Edmund Hillary did 50 years ago tomorrow changed us all, stretched us all, improved us all. Why? Well, at last, because it was not just it that was there. Because he was there. We were.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.